receive and be made free with us today. Come and restore your heart and soul with us today. Hunger for the precious bread of life. Come all who thirst, drink of the living water. Come to God's life and be revived with us today. Come be transformed the Lord of Lords with us today. Come worship with us as we lift the Savior up. Here at God's life, experience life in Christ. Experience life in Christ at God's Life.
Welcome to God's Life Christian Church here on the beaches of Kapalina in Oahu, Hawaii. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you. We're so excited and so glad that you're tuning in and joining us as we continue in this series on living a holy life. And so today, we ask you to go with us to the throne of grace as we seek God and hear this word of truth. Holy living will receive and give. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We're so grateful, Father God, for the gifts you've given unto us, Lord, of eternal life. We're so thankful, Father God, that we are embracing and we are receiving the gift, Lord God, of eternal life, of salvation, God. And because of it, Father God, we're glad to be able to give to you, Lord God, our lives, Lord God, to present them a living sacrifice to you, Lord God. Because of what we've received, we are so grateful, so thankful, and so appreciative, Lord, that we submit and surrender all to you. Father God, as your man servant would come, as Bishop Calvin would share this word of truth, that holy living will receive and give. We thank you for using him as you choose. We thank you, Father God, for speaking through him, Father God, such as we have need of hearing and knowing in this season. As we approach a season with expectation to receive, Lord God, we also, Lord God, are looking for opportunities to give back to you because we've been so blessed by you. We thank you for this word of truth, transforming and changing our lives, because too much has been given, much is required. So we give you ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I come before you, amen, glory to God, to share with you, glory to God, a word from the Lord, amen, in regards to holy living, amen, will receive and give. Holy living will receive and give. See, whenever we are pursuing a holy life, we will receive all that God have for us. We will receive it in the name of Jesus. And then once we receive it, we will give what he have for us. And when I say receive, amen, God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, amen, into the world to save mankind. Hallelujah. He sent his son. And the Bible says that we are to receive, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. And so as we receive, see, some people say that they are Christian. Some people say that they know Jesus Christ. Some people say that Jesus is Lord. However, amen, when we receive, amen, glory to God, the gift of God, when we receive it according to God's standard, amen. Now, this is the standard that shows that you and I receive what he has for us. And the standard is presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, which is a reasonable service. This standard is presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, which is our reasonable service. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. Renewing our mind. So, and then it says, glory to God, that we are to be holy as he is holy, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him. So when you and I truly receive Jesus according to the standards of the Lord, we, glory to God, will be holy. And that holiness, amen, is because we receive. So when we pursue a holy life, we receive Jesus in a way to we take the responsibility that to much is given, much is required. And so when we do that, amen, we will begin to live in such a way, amen, glory to God, that we truly will present our bodies a living sacrifice. We truly will live a life that is holy and acceptable to God. Amen. Because we would see it as a reasonable service. In other words, we will see it as an act of thanksgiving. We will see it as an act, amen, of showing that we appreciate the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. And we thank God for sending His only begotten Son, amen, glory to God, to us. And so when we receive it, we receive it with a life. We receive it with a life. So holy living is proof of you and I receiving, amen, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we will present our life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him. Amen. Now in 1 Peter, the first chapter, the word tell us, amen. And this is what it says in the 13th verse, 13 through 16th verse. It tells us, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. It says in the 14th verse, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as He which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. And then in Luke, amen, it talks about, amen, whenever we receive, amen, to the degree that we see, receive, it is required of us to respond, or we have a responsibility, amen, to show the appreciation of what we receive. In Luke, the 6th chapter and the 38th verse, amen, glory to God, it tells us, amen, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your body, into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with, it shall be measured unto you. So then when we look at that, it says give and it shall be given unto you, shaken down, pressed together. Now, why should we give? Well, in Luke, the 12th chapter, the same book, it tells us at about the 48th verse, amen, and specifically 48b, it says, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. So it tells us again, I said Luke, the 12th chapter, 48, as, with emphasis on verse B, it says, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of them they will ask the more. So as we are going into a season of giving thanks, going from a season of giving thanks to God and people, and we are going, we are moving to a season, amen, of giving to God and people and receiving from God and people. See, we give thanks every year around Thanksgiving. We should do it all year, but we look at it around Thanksgiving. So the cycle is starting over again, amen, that we will be able to, amen, during next Thanksgiving, give thanks. However, glory to God, we have to be willing to receive. And what did I say that we receive? We have to be willing to receive all of God's good and perfect gift, because if it's good and it's perfect, it's only going to come from God. So as we transition from a time where we focus on thanking God and people that He placed in our life, we now go into a season where we can give to God and people that He has placed into our life. So when we are pursuing a holy life, we will always respond according to the will of God, whether it be giving or receiving. When we are pursuing a holy life, our response will always be holy and acceptable to God. Amen. Whether we are receiving from Him and people He placed in our life, or whether we are giving to Him and giving to people, amen, that He lead us to give. So just as the seasons change, so too does our focus shift. We're going from Thanksgiving to to active participating in the divine plan and move of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as we saw in 1 Peter, it says, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and set your hope firmly on the grace that will come to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So this preparation is not just an act of mental discipline. Amen. It's a spiritual readiness that compels us to reflect the holiness of the one who has called us. So we are reminded, be ye holy, for I am holy. This is not merely an invitation, but a call to action. Amen. So it's a directive so that we will begin to display or embody, amen, holiness in every aspect of our life. So what does it mean to live whole, the live in holiness? It is to live intentionally, choosing to turn away from former lust and ignorance. Amen. As obedient children, our lives should reflect the character of our Heavenly Father. So in this time or in this season, we move from thanksgiving to giving. We recognize that holiness involves an acknowledgement of what we have received and an understanding of what is expected of us in return. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in Luke, amen, we saw in the 6th chapter, glory to God, a principle there says, give and it shall be given unto you. So this scripture invites us, amen, into a divine transaction where our giving is directly linked to what we receive. So then, the imagery, oh glory to God, of good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over, I believe that it illustrates the generosity of our God, amen, and Him using people to bless us. So when we engage in holy living, what happened is our giving reflects our understanding of God's abundant grace in our life. In other words, whenever we, glory to God, pursue a holy life, when we engage in living holy, we are showing God the level of appreciation, amen, that because of what He's done in our life. We're showing Him the level because it says in Romans to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy. And acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. So then what we look at is whenever we are pursuing a holy life, we are showing God, hallelujah, just how appreciative we are of salvation. Just how appreciative we are of the gift of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we give, we are giving with the understanding that we have received something to give. The Bible says, too much is given, much is required. What's been given unto you? And what value do you place on what's been given unto you? I believe that it would take all of my life and some, amen, to show God any inkling of appreciation for salvation. I believe the cost of salvation was so high that God gave His only begotten Son, and Jesus went to the cross and died so that I would be able to come back into fellowship with God, so that you would be able to come back in fellowship with God. What kind of price can we put on that? I believe that a lot of times that we don't pursue holiness is because we don't value, amen, the gift that God has given in His only begotten Son. Even though we are saved, or even though we have made the confession, or even though we will say that we are Christians, do we really value this salvation? If that be the case, God says to show that you value and appreciate your salvation that you receive, or you and I receive from Jesus Christ, we will do what? We will present our life as a living sacrifice. Amen. The Bible reminds us that to whom much is given, much is required. And I believe that this implied that as we give, in whatsoever form that it may take, we do so with the recognition that we are stewards of God's grace. Our responsibility grows with our blessings. So since we received Jesus Christ, as I said earlier, the value of salvation is kind of undervalued in the minds of a lot of people. But I believe that as we come to an understanding and begin to somewhat understand the value, not that we will ever totally, but when we begin to somewhat understand the value of salvation and how much God wanted relationship with us, amen, and given His only begotten Son, amen, I believe that when you and I come to that place, when we come to that place, our total outlook on life change, our total perspective on life change, and most of all, our total outlook and perspective of who God is will change and we will begin to serve him. We will present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. We will understand the value, and we then this scripture, too much is given, much is required. It begins to play out in our life. We begin to give more to God. Hallelujah. Let us consider how we, glory to God, can embody holiness in our life, in the way that we give unto the Lord and that the way that we give unto other people. Now, this might look like providing for the needs of people. Amen. Glory to God. Or offering our time in community service or extending kindness to those who may have wronged you. Each act of giving, amen, it will fuel, amen, a desire to honor God. Amen. It will be driven by a desire to honor God and to reflect his holiness. And so what I mean by that, what I'm saying is, when we consider, amen, glory to God, our life and how we should display holiness, our way that we give to God, in our time of prayer, in our time of study, in our time of meditating, in our time of worshiping him, in our time of resisting sin, amen, in our time of casting down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, in our time of surrendering and committing our life to him wholeheartedly, hallelujah, these are signs, this is what we do, glory to God, when we begin, hallelujah, to see the value of God's salvation. This is how we embody holiness. This is how we show, glory to God, hallelujah, that we love the Lord. This is how we show that we believe God loves us. And this is how we show, amen, that we are appreciative and we are receiving, amen, the gift from heaven. What we do, glory to God, because we're pursuing a holy life, when our acts of giving, glory to God, began, amen, hallelujah, to honor God, when we are doing what we're doing to honor God, whether giving to him or giving to people, when we are doing what we're doing to honor God, we will reflect his holiness. Glory to God, we will create ripples of grace. We will, glory to God, be able to touch lives. We become spiritually contagious to others. People can't help but work with us, amen. Amen. People can't help but pray for us. People can't help but desire that we would grow. Amen. And desire to grow themselves in the process. So glory to God. Hallelujah. So our giving, amen, and our receiving should reflect God in such a way that other people want to give and other people want to receive him. Amen. Because what you and I receive in him, show them and what we show in our life. Amen. Now, as we move forward in this season of Christmas and honoring the Son of God, amen, and the birth of Jesus Christ, let us examine our heart. Why, amen, we need to see, are we holding on to worldly desires or preferences, amen, that dims the light of Christ in us? Is our holiness on a dimmer switch where, amen, it is dim, where it can't be seen? Amen. Glory to God. So what we want to do as we are pursuing this holy life, amen, as we give, are we doing so begrudgingly? Is because I got to do it? Is it an obligation? Amen. Glory to God. It's a duty. Are what we doing because of the joy that we have, because we look at the value, how we could not earn our salvation, how we are so undeserving of God's love, undeserving of his only begotten son, and we begin to serve him and we give, amen, because we know that we are so unworthy. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that we are so unworthy. So therefore, we will examine our heart to make sure that we are giving, amen, and we are receiving, amen, according to the standards of God. And that's the key, is all we do should be undergirded by the standards of God. As we examine our heart, let us make sure that, glory to God, all that we do is measured against the standards of God. And what is his standards? Be ye holy, for I am holy. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. And I believe that, glory to God, when a Christian begins to allow Holy Spirit to give us what we need to grasp this command, to be holy for he is holy, to grasp this command to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. I believe when we allow Holy Spirit to give us full insight and understanding, our total life change. We become, glory to God, contagious to other people spiritually. spiritually speaking. People cannot help but want glory to God to experience what we are experiencing whenever we allow Holy Spirit on a daily basis to order our thoughts, to order our steps, to pursue a holy life that is holy and acceptable to Him, which is a reasonable thing to do. In other words, it's not hard because we got a helper. And Jesus said, I will send you a comforter that will lead you into all truth. So Holy Spirit is there not only to lead us into the truth, but also to help us obey what He leads us into. Let's get excited, amen, because we know that when we are pursuing a holy life, amen, being led of Holy Spirit, and glory to God, being motivated by understanding the value of Jesus Christ, amen, in our life, of the gift that God gave us in Jesus Christ, we will, as I said, live in such a way that we become contagious. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what happens is, glory to God, our holy living, it will demand that our motivation for doing what we're doing, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, is aligned with a sincere love for God and sincere love for others. Amen. So let us let our prayers, our words, and our actions become an offering. Amen. A sweet smelling incense, an aroma of fragrance to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let it rise up into God's nostrils. Our motive, our motivation for everything we do as a child of God, let it be, glory to God, be us of a sober mind, a spiritually sober mind. Amen. Let it be, glory to God. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I thank you, glory to God, for giving little old me an opportunity to have relationship and fellowship with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as we, glory to God, pursue holy living, amen, we need to understand that holy living, or to live holy, amen, is both a privilege, amen, and a responsibility. It's not enough to just say, I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, or put a life with it. God say, present your bodies a living sacrifice. He says, glory to God, too much is given, much is required. If we are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, somebody ought to know it, and then mostly God ought to know that we are showing that appreciation because of what we say. If I'm saved, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, I received a lot. The value of being saved, the value of being Holy Ghost filled, the value of being fire baptized, it comes with a responsibility and a requirement. Am I willing to meet the responsibility and the requirement, amen, glory to God, that comes along with what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, isn't He? Amen. Hallelujah. So holy living, glory to God, as I said, it is both a privilege and responsibility. So as we strive towards this holy life on a daily basis, what happens is we inherit, or we create a culture, amen, of proper giving, a proper giving that is motivated by a value of what we receive. Amen. Whenever we truly begin to show what God is doing in our life, everybody will know that person have a relationship with God. That person is saved. They're not just talking it, they're walking it. Hallelujah. Their light is shining before men where men can see, amen, that there's a light in them. And they know that this light is just not a light, amen, that they went somewhere and purchased, but it's a light, amen, that they receive. They receive from the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and therefore they walk and live, glory to God, as if they truly believe it's in Him that they move. It's in Him that we live. It's in Him that we have our being. Man, when we get that revelation, I was sharing recently, whenever we allow Holy Spirit to truly, truly give us that revelation, not just say, oh, it's in Him I live, it's in Him I move, it's in Him I have my being. Man, whenever, glory to God, I really got an understanding of that, it's like, it's all Him. I am nothing without Him, so I might as well completely surrender and commit my life to Him, because I'm nothing without Him. It's in Him I live. It's in Him I move. It's in Him I have my very existence. When we get that, we have received. See, holy living will receive. Holy living will accept that revelation the right way. Holy living will take that revelation and run with it, that listen, Lord, whatsoever you want me to do, I'm available to. Amen. I'm available to do what you want me to do. Lord, my life, I offer my life unto you. Amen. Because you offered your life, amen, and your son for me to have relationship with you. So Lord, I'm available to you. Lord, this is your vessel. Use it as you choose. Hallelujah. So holy living, amen. Glory to God. As I said, amen. It is not just a privilege. I mean, it's just not something that we receive, but it's actually a privilege with a responsibility. Hallelujah. So as we strive towards this in our daily life, amen, let us keep in mind, it's in him that we live. It's in him that we move. It's in him that we give, we have our being. So as we give of ourselves, of our talents, of our time, amen, and of our treasures, it will come back to us, not necessarily the way we think it's going to come back. Amen. Glory to God. But it will come back to us. Hallelujah. It will come back to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will come back to us in the joy and the peace that passes all understanding, in a life filled with knowing that regardless of the circumstances or what I can feel or see, I know that God is working mightily in my life. And I know that all things is working together for my good. See, when we got proper understanding and we begin to see, glory to God, hallelujah, the gift of salvation for what it really is, glory to God, we will say, Lord, no matter what come in my life, Lord, I know that it's working together for my good. Hallelujah. Trouble, trials, tribulation, as well as treasures. Lord, I know that there is there and they're coming for my good. Hallelujah. So let us dedicate ourselves to living holy. Amen. Remembering to hold fast to the grace that been bestowed upon us. Amen. Something we could not earn, something we could not buy. Amen. Amen. And may our hearts overflow with spiritual generosity. Amen. Knowing that the treasure we use, amen, or the standard or the measure that we use, amen, to give, to the degree that we give, to the motivation that we give, amen, to the motivation that we see receive, glory to God, we will be rewarded based on our motivation. What is the reason behind my giving? What is the reason behind me going to church? What is the reason behind me praying? What is the reason behind me reading my Bible? What is the reason, amen, glory to God, for my witnessing? What is the motivation behind, glory to God, what we quote unquote do for the Lord? It will determine our return. It will determine how we are blessed. It will determine how we grow. It will determine how we are able to say, no longer I, but the Christ that liveth in me. Glory to God, when our motivation is right, we truly say, I know that it's in God I live. I know that it's in him that I move. I know that it's him, glory to God, that I have my being. So I give thanks, amen, with a grateful heart. I give thanks, amen, with a life of holiness. I give thanks with a committed, surrendered life to the Lord of Lords, to the King of Kings. And it's no longer I that I want the world to see. It's no longer I that I want God to see. I want you to see God in me. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Lord, let me put on my Christ suit and let me walk in Christ. Let me live in Christ. Let me act in Christ. Let me talk in Christ. Let me walk in Christ. Lord, let me put on my Christ suit and never, ever take it off. So when people look at me, they'll know I'm in you. Hallelujah. And your word is in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us get excited. Amen. As we celebrate this gift that God has given us in his son, Jesus Christ, let us celebrate it with a life. Live a life of celebration. Live a life of appreciation. Live a life of showing God that I receive your son and I'm going to show you by my life that I receive him. Amen. And Lord, I'm going to give you my life. I'm going to give you my life as a living sacrifice. Lord, I'm available, Lord, for you to use me in any way that you see. Amen. That is going to cause me to grow closer to you and cause others to grow closer to you as well. So I receive, amen, what the Lord has for me. Amen. Glory to God. So then let us give and receive as we move towards, amen, a fullness of life that God desire. God desire a life for us. And let us move towards that life of fullness, that life of completeness, that life of abundancy that God desire for us. Amen. Glory to God. And that, my friend, is a life, amen, of holiness. And that is the life that glorifies God. Hallelujah. This, if you want to glorify God, if you want to be used by God, if you want to show God that you appreciate His only begotten Son, then let us live and pursue a life of holiness with help of Holy Spirit. Let Holy Spirit order your thoughts and your steps. This is it. Give the gift. First of all, we received a gift from God. Hallelujah. We received a gift from God. It's too valuable. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God for us to buy. We received a gift. Now, let us give because of the reception of that gift. Because we receive a gift, amen, from God. And the gift from God was the ability to have relationship with Him. And because God is a holy God, there's only one way you and I can truly have relationship with Him. And we got to be holy as He is holy. That's what He says. If you want to get hooked up with me, if you really, really want to have a relationship with me, then be holy. Pursue holiness, amen. And you can be assured of this, amen, that I will accept your relationship with me. Whenever we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, we, glory to God, will be accepted by Him. We will be accepted into the beloved. We already. And so I want to close with letting you know this. God has already given us the gift of His Son. And not only that, He's given us the gift of to have the ability to live holy. See, God is holy. His Spirit is holy. Holy Spirit, His Word is holy, Holy Bible, and you and I must understand to properly have relationship with Him, we're going to have to be a holy people. Hallelujah. I believe that because God is holy, His Word is holy, glory to God, His Spirit is holy, I believe that the only type of people that can truly have a relationship with God is those who are pursuing a holy life. Because He says, if you want to be with me, be holy, for I am holy. I will accept nothing less than someone pursuing a holy life. Give the gift, glory to God, hallelujah, of pursuing a holy life. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 hallelujah.